Well, the two individuals involved actually sought support, believe it or not, from the Ku Klux Klan, and were looking for aid from them in the way of financial resources when they didn't find any from local Jewish organizations. But they intended to use this device themselves initially in the Albany area, and then they had talked about other locations as well.
But there wasn't any larger, this was part of some big scheme, or that they were connected with, you know, some of the big terrorist groups we might have heard of or anything like that?
No, this appeared to be, in large part, just a homegrown, if you will, terrorist operation. And it just makes us think that, in fact, we have to continue to be vigilant, because there are people periodically that, unfortunately, these days, want to engage in this kind of activity, and here the FBI did a great job of bringing this to an end.
Did anything ever come up in the investigation about what the motivation was, aside of just like sort of ethnic hatred or something like that? Was there any, again, email or anything that was uncovered that really sort of spelled out what they were after or what they were trying to do?
No, the investigation revealed that these two subjects had a hatred for Muslims and felt that they were hurting America, and as a result, their idea of resolving their concerns was to cause them to be radiated with a deadly X-ray, and that was their solution to this problem.